That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We're coming to you live this Saturday morning, the last day of February. It's what they call leap day, I guess, the extra day. It gets thrown in there every 4 years. It is February 29th, 2020, and we've got a full crew this morning. Good morning, Brother Tim.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Morning.
And we saved the best for last. Good morning, Brother Jonathan.
Good morning.
We say good morning to you, the remnant, on this Saturday morning. We thank you for joining us. We'll have the phone lines open. And, John, if you'd open us up in prayer, we'll start there.
Sure. Like I hope you are every morning, we're going to open up with Psalm 91, the warrior psalm. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, or the arrow that flies by day, or of the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For he will give his angels charge concerning you, to guard you in all of your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high. Because he has known my name, He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him, and let him behold my salvation. Oh, Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you are a God that hears and answers our prayers, and that your word is true. If we are faithful, if we believe in these promises, then these promises are for us. So we thank you for all of our many blessings, but your word says we're to be thankful for all things, and sometimes we forget that. So we also thank you for the trials and the tribulations and the tests that you put in our lives, that your word says that you only test those that you love. Father, we ask for your blessings to be upon this morning's program, Lord, that you would just guide and direct us, give us wisdom, understanding, and discernment of what it is that's important to your people, the remnant, with so much going on in the world right now. We need to be focused on the things that you want us to be concerned with. Father, show us how it ties into Scripture and into prophecy, and give us eyes to see, ears to hear. Father, your word says that we're to pray that you would find us worthy to escape the things that are coming, and that you would remember grace and mercy in your wrath against your people. Father, your word says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if your people, that's if your people who are called by your name, humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then your promise is there that you will forgive our sin and heal our land. So we ask that you would grant that promise to us as well. Father, you know that we have been appealing to heaven. We continue to appeal to heaven for you to save America once again. I ask for wisdom, understanding, discernment regarding all the thoughts that are in my head right now with regards to the message for tomorrow's service, Lord. I pray that you would send your great helper, the Holy Spirit, to help me to get those thoughts aligned and give me the words that your people need to hear. I pray even now, Lord, that your ministering angels would go forth throughout the world and throughout the land and just prepare your people's hearts and minds and souls to receive these truths that the world calls foolishness or conspiracy theories or any other number of things. Send your guardian angels to protect those that are yours, and send your warring angels to battle Leviathan as they know that their time is limited. Lord, we know that there is no greater weapon, offensively or defensively, than the precious, holy, cleansing, healing, protective blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray that you would reveal to those that are yours the critical importance of contacting that blood through proper immersion baptism. But Lord, it means nothing without repentance, unless they're willing to die to their old lives and be born again of the water and the Spirit, to be clothed with Christ, receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, and having their name entered in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's our desire, Lord, is to fulfill the Great Commission and to share the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask for your continued protection and support regarding that. Ask for you to bless those that are yours all across the country. Lord, bless them and keep them. Make your face shine upon them and be gracious to them. Lift up your countenance to them and grant them peace in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we've got a caller first thing in the morning. Let's see what we've got there. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Okay. I don't know. Is that me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I've never called in on a Saturday morning. If I'm calling the wrong number, you need to tell me.
Well, it's a live radio program called Coffee with the Wranglers, if that's where you meant to call.
Okay, well, I guess, because I think you kept answering, but I didn't know it was me I was supposed to respond. Anyway, I apologize for that. What's going on with Sunday's live church? I have not been able to get you on the computer for about the last 6 weeks.
Well, we've been live streaming almost every Sunday from the church. Let me give you my office number, and if you want to give me a call after the program, then we can kind of get into some more details on that, okay?
That would be great.
Okay, the office number, same area code, 307, and the office the office number is 742-7582.
And, okay, 307-742-7582.
Yes.
Okay, now, since you've got me on the line now, how do I hear you without, you know, you're being connected to me? Or do I just stay on and, you know, you can pick up on other people? I'm sorry, I'm not a computer person. I'm a dinosaur when it comes to this technology.
Right. Well, I can give you, there's a couple phone numbers you can call to just listen in. And I'll be glad to give you those numbers if you want to write those down as well.
Okay, I will.
And there's two different numbers. The first one is 712-775-5613.
Okay.
And if that one's full, you can also call 605-781-9781.
9781. Okay, well, I will hang up in a moment and call one of those numbers. Like I said, I've never called in on the Saturday before, but I do listen to church most Sundays, and I've been really worried about you, so I figured it was time to make a call someplace.
Sure. And where are you calling from?
So, thank you, and I will call after the program, and you guys are doing a great job.
All right.
I appreciate you all, and pray for you all the time.
Well, thank you. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay, well, thank you.
I've talked to you before, Richard,
sure.
Not for a few years.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and God bless. Well, there we go. With live radio, you just never know. And so, but those are the numbers that you can call in, folks, and listen in. And the phone number here to be on the radio, 307-745-5913. And I thought it was interesting. She had said, you know, we've talked before, but not for a few years. And I'm noticing that in going through the thank yous and the orders and things like that, that there are multiple people like that we haven't heard from maybe since 2018 or 2014 or even longer that we're hearing from again. Something has piqued their interest. Maybe they've come full circle. Maybe like that prodigal son that's come around. Many of the health items that Jason you've brought up and made available again, that is getting many people's attentions that we haven't heard from in several years. But I think, John, I think your preaching has as well. We've had several comments, about especially that preaching hell in the age of intolerance, in the age of tolerance that you brought not too long ago. Several people have ordered that, and so I just think it's interesting that here this caller is kind of in the same way. Maybe hasn't tuned in, hasn't been listening or been active with the ministry for more than months, for years. But they're coming back, and it's encouraging to see that the remnant is out there and that the message is still vibrant and finding a home. It's still finding the right people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. But I take zero credit. Just give all the credit to the leading of the Holy Spirit. When you submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit, it can be interesting. I was just listening to one of Pastor Peter's messages from the past, and I heard him say specifically that. You pray for the Lord to guide and direct you, give you wisdom, understanding, and discernment, but you can't really tell him in the timing. You know, you don't get to choose what the timing of that'll be. And for me, the majority of it is real early on a Sunday morning that whatever it is that I have planned, changes dramatically, and that creates, you know, a little bit of challenge when you pretty much went over the message for the week, and you think you're ready to go, and 5 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, all of a sudden the Lord has other ideas, and might make the delivery maybe not as professional, but it's definitely the content, Lord willing, that He wants out there, and that's somewhat challenging, but God's never let me down, and Pastor Peter said the same thing. There was times where he was heading to a major speaking engagement, you know, with thousands of people, and didn't have anything. Just the well was dry, and on the way over, he'll write a sermon, and one thought will lead to another, and before you know it, he's got the whole series for the conference. So I want to thank all of those out there that pray for me and my family, and specifically for the leading of the Holy Spirit with regards to the messages that we bring to the remnant.
Amen. Amen. And as Pastor taught, the truth resonates with the remnant. You can go to almost any local Judeo-Christian church and get a feel-good message, and have one or two scriptures read, if that, and 20 minutes of some upbeat modern music, you might say, usually by a little band or something, and then get a feel-good type of message where God loves everybody, and everybody is supposed to love everybody, and just you know, this kumbaya, let's wave our hands, and but that that does not resonate with everybody. It tickles the ears of the people, and I think the message that's always come from the La Porte Church of Christ has been a truthful message, but to many, in the time we're living in, a time of lies and deception, that truth is pretty harsh for what, you know, when you compare it to what the people are accustomed to hearing. It can be pretty harsh, but it's truth, and it remains. It remains. Well, Tim, what do you see going on? How are things going out there in the Midwest, Nebraska way?
Oh, it was, everybody's kind of getting set up for spring and looking forward to that. And of course, there's a lot of concern out here over the coronavirus. I mean, after all, they are transporting them in right in there to Omaha, you know, to sequester them and keep an eye on them, and been doing some research into that, and I think that, you know, there's so many differing opinions, but I think it's just like we've already talked about. I think the one concern that everybody should, or the one memory that everybody should see, is that, you know, you can go back to 99 and look at all the different, every year at this time of year, we've got a major catastrophe, excuse me, Zika, or, you know, bird flu, or like Jason was talking about, there's always these concerns, and it is a concern, and I'm sure people do die. I don't have any, there's no doubt about that, but it seems to be limited more to certain groups or certain age groups, and it's just another, it falls back into that fear not thing. I mean, I really believe that. I think Psalms 91, John prayed it this morning, we see that, and it's like it's just the time to renew your faith in God. It's kind of like a reminder, hey, fear not, stay prayed up, and, you know, these things will go on, and maybe don't be stupid and go to places where you have to worry about the flu, but it's kind of a hard one to get, and I will see the Dow Jones has dropped real big, and we were talking about that a little bit the other day, and you know, the Dow Jones actually affects very few of us. I mean, they use it as an indicator, but I don't really know anybody who's real big into it. I mean, financially speaking, but you see all this, and it all goes back to the influencer on the big drops is China, and how that the markets have closed down, and you know, there's always two sides to every coin. two sides to every story. And the one I see that's very interesting is the fact that, yeah, China shut down. What an opportunity for American business and American production to have an opportunity to basically restart and to repower and to begin to build without a competitive element in place. So, you know, to me, that's an opportunity. I think they'd be amazed at how fast America could get back on its feet if all the government influence just stepped back and said, you know, guys, we don't want to impede any of you. We're just going to kind of step back and do your thing, you know, get this stuff up and running. And it can be fixed. I mean, America is a country created by God, and it's they're an innovative and industrious people. I mean, you cannot take that out. They've tried. They attempt to constantly to remove that standard from us, but it's just part of who we are. It's part of who God made us. We don't quit. We don't give up. We continue to look for that and to be stirred up, because that's where God wants us. He's always got that call going on and that adversity in place if necessary to stimulate. And I think it's just another example of that. I mean, that's kind of the short version, but what an opportunity.
One of the headlines I read, I don't think a lot of people have seen this connection yet. It's pretty significant, especially the first message I did regarding the protection of Psalms 91. I gave some quotes from the head of the CDC, and I had quite a few people respond and say, well, where did you get that? Are you sure about that? Are you positive? And it wasn't real easy to find that quote in the early days of this epidemic, but this headline caught my eye. CDC official helping spook Trump's economy with coronavirus fears is Rod Rosenstein's sister. An intriguing connection related to one of America's top health officials at the center of the national discussion over the potential severity of the coronavirus in America has some wondering about a conspiracy, while others find only a coincidence. Fears that the coronavirus will have devastating impacts beyond those already being registered around the globe have triggered a major Wall Street sell-off. President Donald Trump has pushed back against the culture of panic. But is there a political tinge to the pronouncements? Speculation that there could be, that there could be rose after it was discovered that the health official making dire announcements about the impact of the coronavirus, contrary to those offered by Trump, is connected to another high-profile individual who was often at odds with President Trump, former Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Well, anyways, just to cut to the chase, basically the director of the CDC, Nancy Messonnier, is Rod Rosenstein's sister. Imagine that.
Yeah, their people have gone in everywhere, haven't they? They've infiltrated. They're here. They're there. Guys, we have a caller. Let's take Suzanne from New York. Thanks for holding.
Sure. Yes, I'm here. Hi, everyone. I just wanted to say, as a widow, I am grateful to be part of this ministry. To be one of his children, I could not be without you guys. I wouldn't be. And I just so enjoy the life program. A little sparse, lately, but I try to join every life one that there is. And in point of the coronavirus, I had to think of, I was taught by Pastor Peter, just like you all, coronavirus, corona being Latin, meaning the crown. I really do feel in my spirit that it is mainly us who are bought out by whoever came up with the coronavirus. And I think that I feel convicted also that we have to stay in the Lord with all our might, just like he tells us in scripture over and over again. And our ministry, I believe we are doing the right thing with Psalm 91, just speaking daily or even more often than that within the Psalm, and especially 91, observing all his days, especially this year, and I think we're all going to be fine, because he watches over his children.
Amen.
Where, you know, whenever something negative comes up, right away, use your head, mind, and soul, and turn that around into positivity that he taught us. So, thank you so very much.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you, Suzanne, and God bless.
Wow. Hallelujah. What a blessing.
Amen.
Hey, I was going to say, too, that I don't know if you noticed the headline here yesterday, but CDC walks back coronavirus panic. U.S. risk remains low days after saying outbreak will happen and could be bad. Gee, I imagine that after it already decimates the stock market. And, you know, the Dow does, the Dow, the 50 most important or most prevalent, I guess is the word I'm looking for, stocks don't really affect the people that much. But, you know, in this Babylonian system, the majority of people's retirements are tied to IRAs and things like that, and those are tied to the stock market. So, in a lot of ways,
true.
It does affect them. The fact that it lost, 3,700 points in 4 days is significant. The only reason it hasn't triggered a major panic is because it's gone up 30% since President Trump got into office, and I think it may have lost somewhere between 13 and 15%, so about half of what it gained over the last 3 years. But, you know, it's significant when you see that the head of the CDC is related to the swamp, and then after it does its damage, all of a sudden, you know, the next statements are, we may have made a mistake, and, you know, so the other thing
exactly.
I think is significant is that President Trump basically set guidelines and laid down the law that none of those 14 passengers who were actually diagnosed on the cruise ship in Japan were to come back to the U.S. until they were 100% sure that they were no longer contagious. And someone in, I think it was the Health and Human Services, overrode that decision. And not only did they fly those 14 people back here and put them in different places in the country, they put them on the same plane, from what I read. I mean, I don't have two witnesses, but as the rest of the Americans that were on that cruise ship, I think another 25 people, basically put plastic and duct taped off a section in a plane and put them all on the same plane. And now those people are infected, from what I've read. And anybody who knows anything knows that the HVAC system on a plane is nothing but recirculatory, so you can't divide off sections of it. And a lot of people believe that it was in direct rebellion to President Trump's order not to let those people into this country. So they also said if they figure out who it is, they're going to charge him with biological treason. So those are significant things. What do you see going on, Jason?
Yeah, I see it. That's interesting. One of the things that I thought was interesting that I read this week was, you ever think about who owns the CDC? The Centers for Disease Control, according to them, although the CDC Foundation was charactered by Congress, it is not a government agency, nor is it a division of the CDC. It is a private nonprofit organization classified as a 501c3 charity. And
wow.
I had no idea that it was a private company, and I thought that was kind of telling. And it's, you know, they use it for, you know, a lot of times when you see non-profit, it's for profit, and it's for big profit.
Wow. Yeah, it's just like the Federal Reserve is about as federal as Federal Express, but no, I did not know that.
I didn't either until this week.
Very interesting.
And it's, you know, you look at, too, what's going on. I mean, the coronavirus, yeah, we need to talk about that, but it's also been interesting, too. Something that hasn't been in the news very much was that those Greece sends out their 50 naval vests used to stop refugees from coming into Greece. Basically, Turkey opened up the borders. Greece is, you know, Greece is, doesn't want a part of it. They're trying to close their borders. 50 naval vessels, you think about that, that's you know, one of those things costs $1 million a day to run. I mean, that's a, you know, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of expense, and that's a lot of manpower. Because, you know, if you got 50 naval vessels, you got a lot of ground troops that are taking that are being activated also. So that's kind of interesting.
Oh yeah, they said tens of thousands. So basically, yeah, Turkey just opened up the borders and said flood Europe, and Europe's saying no. And, yeah, that's, I mean, we're, you know, these are biblical proportion events that are going on in the world all over the place. And just like the birth pangs that the Bible talks about and birth pains of a woman, they become closer together and stronger, you know, as time goes on.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And plans within plans. I mean, we see that, you know, when we start seeing that. There's a lot of things that are just like, but you know, it's it, one of the things they were talking about on that Rosenstein article was closing the schools and, you know, governmental offices closing down as a result of cross contamination. That's another one of those. I can't. We talk about the poison in the public, you know, re-education system, and it's like, yeah, shut it down and put them on tele-learning, and they never come back. I mean, God has interesting ways of turning those things around and waking people up. I mean, it's like, wow. It's
yeah, I read an article about that, too, that parents should use this opportunity, if they do close the school system, to rethink the indoctrination bin that they're in and look at alternative means. But you know, Japan actually, and I believe this is true, I've seen more than one article, so I think there's more than one witness, but Japan closed all of their schools for a month.
Yes, they did.
Based on trying to head this coronavirus off from spreading. I think one thing that nobody's talking about, except for a few of us within our midst, is the fact that this disease, as far as I know, it may have affected some Caucasians in Italy. I don't know that for sure, but the majority of it is affecting Iranian and Asian populations.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, of course, it's racist if you say anything like that, but bottom line is that's the truth. That's what's going on. And even some of the you know, not conspiracy theorists, but some of the mainstream media is starting to talk a little bit about that, you know, kind of walking, tiptoeing around it, I guess, is a better phrase.
Well, yeah, and it also is kind of a gender-biased disease, too. I mean, if you look at the statistics, the attack on male non-Caucasians is much higher, so there's that too, which is it's kind of an interesting thing. At least that was the numbers that were coming out of China, was and I don't remember exactly what they were, but it was considerably higher as far as the mortality rate on male Chinese men. I mean, it was bigger. Do you remember something about that, Jason? I think we were talking about it at one point there.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. You know, and then you look at these locust plagues, too. I mean, you tie that, you got disease, you got locust plagues, you've got invasions. You know, I got an update here. It says desert locust situation update. The appeals for urgent support to fight worsening desert locusts upsurging in the Horn of Africa. Swarms invade the Persian Gulf and continue to breed in the Horn of Africa. The situation remains extremely alarming in the Horn of Africa, especially in Kenya, Ethiopia, and Somalia, where widespread breeding is in progress, and new swarms are expected to form in the coming weeks. In the past few days, there has been a significant movement of swarms over the Arabian Peninsula, unrelated to the Horn of Africa, that reach both sides of the Persian Gulf. And you look at the maps on where these things are coming and how they're breeding out like crazy. It's really insane. You know, and it was, you know, just back in January 11, 2019, where they, you know, with the earliest swarm started. You know, that in Islam, and you look at what happened over there, and that was crazy. And I thought it was interesting because those ones, this article says, the holiest site in Islam was swarmed by plagues of locusts, forcing cleaners into action to drive the insects out. The great mosque in Mecca, which hosts millions of Muslim pilgrims every year, and it is the holiest site in Islam, was the burst place of the plague, which in just over 12 months would grow into billions, stretching from the western border of China, sweeping through Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, through Arabia and the Middle East, northern Africa, and all the way down to southern Africa. On Wednesday, the 17th, April 2019, after unprecedented floods killed more than 80 people and damaged or destroyed 100,000 homes in Iran, is now bracing itself for swarms of locusts. So, I mean, you look at how that's changed and how that's spreading. I mean, we are seeing world-changing events, things that we haven't seen. And, you know, it's those birthdays. They're getting closer and closer together. There's getting more. It's hitting different areas with different times. And these are things that, you know, that we read about in the Bible that, you know, are happening right before our eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. There's also, I believe there's a bunch of at least seven that I can see, New World Order agendas that are tied to this coronavirus outbreak. I think one of them is their goal to centrally control information, especially in whatever you call it, where you're on your phone all the time. What's that?
Yeah, they want to censor it, and that's one of the things that they're really pushing, the censorship side of things, and basically because they're saying that there's just too much false information out there. You got to weed through it and believe, you know, what you can, let the Holy Spirit be your guide. But there's people that, you know, we really don't have a clue what's going on as far as death tolls and where people are sick and where this virus is headed. They're the ones that are putting the disinformation out, and they're using it to, you know, to promote that disinformation so that they can use the censorship and bring the censorship in. And, it's a coup.
That's the word. Social media was the word I was looking for. Sometimes you get tongue-tied. But, this was a quote from, somebody high up in the social media. But it said, disinformation and misinformation are wreaking havoc. Pharmaceutical companies are being accused of introducing the virus so they can make money on drugs and vaccines, and have seen public faith in their products plummet. Unrest due to false rumors and divisive messaging is rising and is exacerbating spread of the disease as levels of trust fall and people stop cooperating with response efforts. This is a massive problem and threatens the government and trusted institutions. And then it goes on to say, national governments are considering or have already implemented a range of interventions to combat misinformation. Some governments have taken control of national access to the internet. Others are censoring websites and social media content, and a small number have shut down internet access completely to prevent the flow of misinformation. Penalties have been put in place for spreading harmful falsehoods, including arrests. And, you know, the other thing that they're working towards is the cashless agenda. We talked about that. Martial law, quarantines, mandatory vaccinations,
and digital identification, you know, microchipping. The vaccine thing is huge. In fact, here in Colorado, they're trying again to pass mandatory vaccines. And, you know, there's nothing to say that they can't put the size of these microchips anymore, that they can't inject those into your body when they're giving you a vaccine. But anyways, I hope to delve a little deeper into that those different realms in tomorrow's message.
Well, guys, let's try the phone line again. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, morning, Richard. Morning, guys.
Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Joe. Joe and PA here. Yeah, I haven't been paying too much attention to this China virus thing. But yesterday I sat down and I said, you know, I'm going to listen to a couple of podcasts here. So I'm searching around, looking, and there's a bunch of people out there that I subscribe to on YouTube because some of their information correlates and corroborates with others. So, you know, you have to have multiple witnesses on this thing. And I was listening to one podcast. It was an interview by one of our men, our people, who spent, I guess, 12, 15 years in China. And he can speak Chinese and everything. So, and he was actually chosen to go there as a... he was connected with some health organization in the past. And he brought up an interesting little factoid regarding the Chinese people. And that is, as you said before, John, the majority of the victims, not the dead and dying, but the victims in general, are men. And this man goes on to say that the Chinese people, not so much the women, but the men, are lifelong cigarette smokers, and they're heavy chain smokers over there. And I seem to remember hearing this. I've never been over there myself, but he said that the Chinese men in today's society over there are can be equated to American people, particularly men, back in the 40s, when almost all men took up the cigarette habit. And being that this China virus is a respiratory thing, being that you're a lifelong heavy smoker, your system is already compromised. So that it's like a, you know, one strike is already against you, and it's a pretty good strike. I'm not making any jokes, lucky strike and so forth. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yes.
And it does seem that the whole thing is centered in and around Eastern, the Far East, Eastern Asia and stuff, even the islands out there off the Chinese coast. And
yeah, other than it's hitting Italy pretty hard too right now. And the funny thing, it's not really funny, I guess, but the government there can't figure out how it even got to Italy. And I'm sure there was someone who was infected that flew back. And I mean, that's the thing we need to try to avoid too, I think, as much as possible, is flying right now, because you really don't know. You could be on a local flight, you think, there's nobody on this flight, but bottom line is that people fly internationally and get on local planes, and that HVAC system does nothing but recirculate. Now, I've got my trust in the Lord, but that doesn't mean that we need to be stupid either.
Amen. Yeah, they had a...
Yeah, well, another stupid thing that America is doing is they're allowing plane traffic, airline traffic to and from China to come in here virtually unchecked. These people are just coming in and leaving,
pretty much shut down,
getting off the plane, going, doing their business, and going back.
I'm pretty sure
it's like
China.
Yeah, Joe, and as John was saying, that they've a lot of the air travel has been curtailed.
Well, I happen to look at certain websites regarding because I'm into radio and stuff, and this one guy was, he has a website that he refers to on the YouTube, and it shows air traffic, and some of these air traffic websites show specific airlines coming from, going to, and coming from specific countries, and the map is full. They have little icons of jet planes here and there and stuff, and so you never know. It's kind of like the internet is what it is. But anyway, guys have a good day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Joe. Thanks. God bless. Yeah, go ahead, John.
Go ahead.
Well,
just along with what Joe was saying, Atlanta Airport general manager said 200 passengers showed signs of Wuhan coronavirus, probably just a fever, and were told to self-quarantine at home. So, Atlanta is a huge hub through the whole United States and to the world. And like I said, we're putting our trust in the promises of Psalm 91 that God gave for his people, that we may see 1,000 die on one side and 10,000 to our right, and they could be from the coronavirus. We don't know, but we're standing on the truth and the promises that God gave to his people.
Amen.
Yeah, and we'd mentioned earlier about schools closing down in Japan and Hong Kong as well, and in Oregon. The Forest Hills Elementary School in Lake Oswego, Oregon, just south of Portland, is closed for a deep cleaning. Come to find out, the first presumptive case of coronavirus in Oregon is an employee there. And his symptoms started on February 19th. That's almost 2 weeks ago. And so for 2 weeks, he's been there at the school with all the children. And then, of course, all the children are going home. And so if, as was said before, now, 2 weeks later, we're going to close and deep clean and disinfect and everything. But for the last 2 weeks, you've had someone that apparently is a carrier of this coronavirus at the elementary school. That's one. And it notes in this article that although with the virus, it can be contagious before you exhibit symptoms. So you might add another week or two on there. And this individual is one that they say they believe he contracted it through community transmission, meaning he hasn't traveled to China, and they don't know how he got it. And we've seen things like that popping up around in different parts. Mexico has it. Tim, you talked about Nebraska, about the people flying in there. And many countries, and they're reporting on this. Now, whether it develops into anything, like you said, John, we don't know. But it's kind of got the attention of the people right now, that's for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know. I heard of reports of Costco and Sam's Club and all that, and it's insanity. I guess don't even consider trying to go there anymore because the shelves are getting emptied overnight, pretty much, at least around in our area, because of what the CD said, that everyone should have at least 2 weeks. It's going to affect us. There's no doubt about it. No longer can we contain it, And that was, 3 weeks ago, and they kept hyping that for a little more each time. And now, yesterday, like I said, all of a sudden, CDC pulls it back after it's done all the damage that it's done.
Well, Ron, I heard something kind of interesting the other day that I hadn't thought about. It's just kind of think about that for a minute thing. But all of these imports from China come from those areas that are now shut down. Wuhan, Shandong, or whatever ones there are. But one of the guys said, we were talking, and one of the guys said, it's kind of interesting that all that stuff they ship over here has bubble wrap in it. He said, anybody who cannot pop bubble wrap when they see it?
Is it what?
Is bubble wrap, a lot of your bubble wrap comes from China, and on those imports.
Oh.
And he said, you know anybody who cannot pop bubble wrap when they see it? You know, talking about where the disease gets spread from. Yeah. So I thought that was kind of...
Yeah. And I think there again, it's where we, like Suzanne said, about falling back to the Word, about being obedient. We have to do that. We fall back to the Word. Psalms 91 and, you know, 2 Chronicles 20:20. I think we read it last week, but it says, listen to me, O Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. And the Scriptures are full of that. Trust in Him. That's who we trust in. That, as you mentioned, John, a thousand may fall at our left and 10,000 at our right, but it will not come upon you. The plague will not come to your tent when we abide with Him, when we do our best to be obedient to Him, to His Word. The solar year ending a couple 91st days coming up. Before you know it, just a couple weeks, March 17th and 18th, the last 2 days of the 2019 solar year, and then the spring equinox on March 19th, 14 days later, which will be April 1st this year, is Passover. And those are some important dates that are coming up, starting in just a couple of weeks, and then in a month for Passover. And so you have some time, Remnant, if you're not familiar with these, if you want a little more information, we have information at the website. You can contact us here at the office as well for that. And let's try the phone lines again. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning, Richard and guys. This is Ken in Wisconsin, and I just wanted to throw something in there for free. And speaking of putting your trust in the Lord, is where it should be in the first place anyway. But, well,
amen.
I just hit a button that turn my volume back up accidentally. Okay, I got it off, I believe. All right, here. Everybody is out there grabbing up all these 3M masks and respirators and everything, including myself. I'm just as guilty. But think about it and read the box. All of your safety equipment and 3M masks included, N95s, N100s, are all made in China. Isn't that comforting? Trust the Lord.
Amen. Amen, Ken.
Amen, brother.
That's for free. That's all I got. I'm going to let you guys go and keep the interesting program going. Thank you.
Thanks, Ken.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
And
in China.
Yep.
What is it? Yep.
Next phone call. We'll try another call. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, yeah, good morning. This is Terry calling from Pennsylvania. And I have the NASB version of the Bible, and in Psalms 91 in chapter 3 and chapter 6, it mentions the word pestilence. So one of the versions, or one of the definitions of pestilence, is any virulent or fatal contagious disease. So whenever I pray that prayer, I just substitute that phrase for pestilence, and it kind of gives you a better feeling of protection. And because it says here, for is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from any deadly virulent or fatal contagious disease. So I just wanted to mention that because I think it gives you a better feeling of what the word means. And I have no fear of any of these diseases going around, and I just think it's probably gives me more of a feeling of confidence in the Word. So that's all I wanted to say.
Amen, Terry. Thanks.
Yeah, amen. Later on in the Psalm too, though, it says, "No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent." I'm just looking at the bookmark right now, so I don't know exactly what verse it is, but I mean, Psalm 91 is just, you know, a series of verses, and but yeah, absolutely, the pestilence is a plague, really, or like you said, some sort of a disease that's kills, and the plague, obviously, we know what that is if we read Genesis and we believe the story, which we do, of God delivering Israel from Egypt. So,
thanks, Terry. God bless. You know, again, I think he brings up a great point that, as Pastor taught many times, it's good to read different translations. You get different meanings. It might be a different translation that speaks to you, that you know, kind of connects the dots. When we hear, oh, this deadly disease is wreaking havoc, blah, 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 from the media, and we can see in the Word that, wait a minute, that disease won't come near your tent. That plague won't come near you for those that abide with Him. The Amplified, John, you've used that many times lately as well. The Amplified is another great translation that to be used in with the others, the King James, the New American Standard, that just helps to explain the meaning of the words so that you can gain a greater understanding. And that's part of what we are to do when we study the Word, when we read the Word, to help us understand it. Well, guys, we are out of time this morning. Want to invite you to church tomorrow. We've got some brethren coming over from Tim, from your neck of the woods, some brethren coming over visiting. They've let us know, and so we do invite you to church. You can come. If you want to come visit us, give us a call or an email so we know to expect you. But you can join us at the website, scripturesforamerica.org, and starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time, that's 9:30 Central, and 10:30 Eastern, you can click on the live video stream and join us for church. The Word tells us not to forsake the assembly, and this is a way that you can do that, that you can join with like-minded Christians. And John, looking forward to hearing your live message, and we'll have a communion service for you. We'll have a timeless pulpit truths that we are seeing every time we see them, how they are really more applicable or just as applicable today as they've always been. So, men, thanks again, and we'll see you in church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 shake high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, take high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, take high.
Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.